No. You are not an animal to be dragged by appetite, nor a child to be governed by whim. Master your temper, your lust, your tongue, your fear. He who cannot rule himself shall forever be ruled by lesser men and baser impulse. The person without self-command is already broken, however loudly they protest their freedom. Carry yourself as though your name were carved in stone and meant to endure. Speak with care. Move with intention. Act as though every moment were witnessed by history itself. Dignity is not pride. It's restraint. It's the refusal to grovel, even when groveling would be easier. You rise, each and every time. Be decent when it costs you, or it is worth nothing at all. Hold your inviolable. Treat the weak with courtesy, not contempt. Show civility even to those who do not deserve it, for in doing so, you prove your own worth, not theirs. A society does not collapse in fire. It rots like teeth in indecency. You were not born into nothing. You inherited language, law, art, custom, and blood-bought peace. To sneer at these is not rebellion. It is ingratitude. Tradition is the accumulated wisdom of the dead, and the young who discard it will soon learn, painfully, why it existed. Seek greatness, not ease. Comfort makes soft bodies and softer minds. Discipline sharpens. Hardship tempers. Pursuit of greatness ennobles. You were not placed upon this earth merely to consume and be amused. You were placed here to become formidable in virtue and capable in action. Do right when no praise follows. Stand firm when applause turns to mockery. True honor is quiet. It does not beg to be seen, nor does it advertise itself in noise and display. Those who must constantly proclaim their virtue possess none. Before you demand what is owed to you, ask what is required of you. Understand. Rights separated from responsibility become weapons in the hands of the childish and the cruel. A lady or a gentleman shoulders the burden first and speaks of entitlement last, if at all. Speak the truth even when your voice trembles. Hold your peace even when provocation beckons. Cowardice wears many disguises. Mockery, irony, and fashionable indifference among them. Stand up for greatness. Stand up for knowledge, for wisdom, Stand up for the future. Stand up for a cause greater than your own pleasure. Life spent only in self-regard is not a life. It is a prolonged tooth decay.
Hear this well, or it will not be repeated in gentler tones. You have been granted a world held together by the discipline and sacrifice of those who came before you. If you squander it in vanity, in excess and moral laziness, it will not forgive you. It will collapse, quietly at first, and then all at once. Civilizations do not fall because their enemies are strong. They fall because their sons and daughters grow weak, cynical, and goddamn unashamed. If you abandon class for crudeness, dignity for indulgence, and virtue for applause, you will not inherit the future. You will preside over its ruin. Indecency will rot your institutions. Disorder will stalk your streets. And war. War will arrive not as a surprise, but as a consequence. Rise then. Stand straight! Govern yourself! Become unbreakable in character! Or be remembered. If you are remembered at all. As the generation that was handed a legacy. And let it perish in its own hand.